Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show. You can check me out on Twitter at Total Tutor and neilhaley.com. And this is an interesting guest because I would try this myself, but I'm kind of an don't know how sick I would get being 6 foot 10 and trying to eat as much as I can. I remember when I was young, I would probably be able to eat almost two pizzas and drink almost 2.5 cases of beer. But now this person is a female competitive eater, Mickey Sudo. Mickey, thanks for calling. And you know, it's interesting to talk about how much you can eat, right? And I'm sure you get in these conversations all the time when you tell you're a competitive eater, right?
I guess so. I mean, you know, sometimes when people read the stuff back to me, I find it hard to believe that I ate that much. But I guess I did, and I was there. So, I mean, even it seems surreal, and I understand. Like, you know, I understand when people have all these questions.
Oh, I mean, I have all the questions. How did that start? First of all, you're a tiny girl, so it's not like, you know, you're somebody. Where does that food end up going? But tell us how you got involved in this.
I fell into competitive eating by accident. So I like to tell people that I didn't do competitive eating. Competitive eating chose me. So my friends had gotten into this restaurant that offered a man versus food type challenge.
Okay.
There's a 12-pound bowl of Vietnamese noodle soup. And if you could complete it in some given amount of time, you would collect this progressive jackpot that was up to $1,500. And my friends had gone in and failed. And, you know, when I heard about it, I just said, like, you know, I wanted to go, you know. And so actually the next day without practice or preparation, I went with them again and, you know, attempted it and completed this challenge and got the jackpot. And they threw me up on this billboard right off the Las Vegas Strip. And then I just started getting, like, just Facebook messages and people, you know, saying, oh, there's another challenge here, there's a contest there, you know. Just kind of like, I became the eating girl off of this one challenge. And finally, I got talked into doing a head-to-head competition. I ate ribs against people who turned out to be pros and semi-pros. I didn't even know it. And I won. And after that, I just thought, you know, maybe there's something to this. I can eat, compete, make a little bit of money. My friends are getting sick out of this. Like, let's do more. And when I looked at, like, you know, the big events, when I looked at Nathan,
right.
And I kind of, like, thought it to myself, you know, all right, they're averaging, like, you know, high 20s, just that, you know, in 10 minutes. Like, I think I could do that. I could probably come in at least third. And so the next year I threw my hat into the ring, and what do you know? You know, maybe the beginner's luck, maybe not, but I won. And this year I'm going for my fourth straight win in a row. And, I haven't looked back up.
Wow.
It's been a very crazy journey.
So tell me about how you train for this. See, I love this idea. I mean, this is just phenomenal. For me, thinking about when I would try to have pizza eating contests, you know, when I was in high school and stuff like that. And I was skinny then. I ended up becoming a professional wrestler and could eat a ton of food too. Mm-hmm. But when I was younger, even when I was skinny, I ate a lot because I'm 6 foot 10. Now, you know, how do you train for this? How do you train so that you can be able to do this? Yeah.
So hot dogs are unique because, you know, they're unique just in the sense that they test not just your capacity, but also your speed and your technique and your kind of your focus and all that. Because, I mean, you need to have some degree of coordination to, you know, separate the meats and buns and dunk while you're doing that and repeat that in a pretty speedy manner. So the only way for me to really, the only way that I really improved at hot dogs was by mimicking contest conditions. So that means cooking up 10 minutes worth of product, you know, grabbing a competing partner and just really, you know, eating as fast as you can in 10 minutes and just kind of tweaking your technique that way. So there's actually a YouTube video of me sparring against another one of the female competitive eaters in our backyard. But yeah, now I feel like I have the technique and the coordination down. So it's just kind of a matter of, you know, getting down to what I consider my fighting weight and going in with just like a clear, like level-headed, just like a sense of calm.
Do you kind of fast? Fast before the event?
Yeah, definitely. I'm probably not going to be eating. I'm definitely not going to be eating huge meals leading up to the fourth at this point. So I'm going to avoid super dense, solid foods and stick more towards smoothies and milkshakes and, you know, yogurt, stuff like that. But I'll digest faster. So yeah, but I never want to go in starving. I mean, I need to.
Right, right.
You're about to faint. You're about to faint at the beginning of the contest. Like you have no hope of like powering through 10 minutes of this because it's really intense.
And see, and I find this really, really interesting because, again, we mm-hmm. think about competitive eating, right, Mickey? And we think about bigger people, right? Really, really obese. Why can you do so much more than somebody that, you know, might weigh 400 pounds if you competed against them? What is the reason for that? Coordination, you think, or what? Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I can only speak for myself, but I mean, I will say this, like, if you look at the top competitors, I mean, we're all pretty much in good physical shape.
Yes, yes.
I mean, you don't see any really like people. I mean, Joey, you know, jokes about, you know, he's like, I'm some sort of shape, you know, like Joey's not what you'd consider like a traditional athletic build, you know? And so maybe he's like the one exception, but, other than that, like the top competitors, some of these people run, some of these people compete in triathlons, you know, some of these people rock climb. I mean, it's just intense. So, and anyway, for me personally, I just find that I have more energy and I can just eat more and I can eat faster and for longer periods of time when I'm at like an optimal health point.
That's great. I mean, it's interesting for sure. And if you did these contests every day, you would be done, right? There's no way anyone could do this.
Yeah, no, it's not an everyday thing.
So once a month thing or when you do the competitive eating contest? Yeah.
You know, during the season, I have done events. I mean, I've done two events over the course of a weekend, so like back to back. You know,
yeah,
not complete capacity contest. So like Labor Day weekend is one of those where we'll do a weighing contest one day and then first to 5 pounds contest the next kind of thing. But nothing too heavy capacity. But anyway, with that said, a lot of our competitions are clustered over the warmer months. So we've got a lot going on over the summer. I mean, you know, it's not really uncommon for me to do 4 competitions in 1 month, you know, if it's, you know, June or July, even August. So, definitely not every day. Every week is kind of pushing it, but, you know, you just have to have, you need to have like a quick recovery period, I guess. You need to be able to bounce back.
Okay, so what should we expect? Our listeners can tune into this as well, right, on July 4th to see the event, correct? Because they're our listeners can tune in and watch the event, correct?
So the women's competition is not televised in that hour long segment. You know, they might show like a few seconds of the highlights and announce the results, but the women's competition is available on ESPN3 online. That's going to be broadcast live at 10:45 a.m. Eastern, so that'll be available in the archives for a few weeks. Access through ESPN.com, ESPN3, the actual nations package that's going to be on TV will at least announce the results for the women's side.
All right, so fantastic. Yeah. So yours ends up on ESPN3, but the other one's on ESPN, then, correct?
The men's contest is going to be on ESPN.
Well, just get everyone over. You're the brand. Come on now, you've won the championship so many times. People need to tune into ESPN3 and tune into you. You know, that's there. You go right, and bring it home again, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, I'm gonna be working hard for my fourth win. I mean. I can never go in feeling too comfortable, but, you know, when I come to Nathan's, I won my first competition and I don't know how to lose when it comes to Nathan's. I don't want to find out this year. So,
well, best of luck. Where can we follow you? Are you on social media that people can root you on and connect with you and stuff like that and follow your progress?
So, on Twitter, it's at OMGITSMIKI, which is at, oh my God, it's Mickey. Same with Instagram, OMGITSMIKI, and Facebook. If you just search Mickey Sudo, one of the few that pop up. And I'm not important enough to have fake fan pages out. So there are two. One's my personal, one's my fan. And they're both me. So,
never know. You keep
playing. Or YouTube. Yeah. You can just check out my practice where I'm sparring against one of my
competitors. Wow. Oh my, well, I'll be thinking of you. Good luck on the 4th, and thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
All right, have a good one. You too, bye-bye. You're listening to the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.